Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning, everyone. It's 6:37, 38. I can't count very well. 6:38 on WGN Radio. A little later this morning, have you ever done kitty yoga, Paul Fehrenbacher?
Kitty yoga? I've done doga, dog yoga.
Hold on. Will that say that again?
Doga.
Oh, it's all right. So the buttons are my fault that I didn't control it right. Nothing that the station did or the board. It's just my fault. Say that again.
So I haven't heard of kitty yoga. I've heard of doga, dog yoga.
Which we'll talk about in a little bit, actually.
We will.
This is cat yoga, and at the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe this morning. So WGN Radio does this cool stuff. I think that Stephanie calls them field trips. And a bunch of folks who work here go to a place and they climb a wall or they go out on a kayak into Lake Michigan.
Huh.
Three or four employees are still out on Lake Michigan, and that was 6 months ago. But yes, it's
a long time.
Yeah, I know. We lost them. They're just lost at sea. But we go out on these field trips every once in a while. And one is happening later this morning, and you could watch it online eventually, you know, within a week or so at WGNradio.com. And that is cat yoga at the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe. Now, I will be there just taking photos.
Okay.
I don't do yoga. You don't want me doing yoga. But it'll be a lot of fun. And if you haven't checked out the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe, friends, they are adopting cats and kittens out like crazy. They're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And meanwhile, it's a great place for cats to hang out. A great place for dogs to hang out is at Mondog or Montrose Dog Beach. And associated with that is a place called Mutt Jackson. So let me start with the Montrose Dog Beach and dog-friendly areas, which are dog parks in general. They're called dog-friendly areas because they're smaller areas and larger parks. So the park district, when they set it up years ago, said, we'll call them dog-friendly areas. And Chicago now has a bunch of them. We have a couple of dog beaches. This, though, the Montrose Dog Beach, is amazing. It's, I think, larger than the Montrose Beach for people next to it. It's a large span of space, isn't it?
One of the biggest in the country.
Yeah, yeah. So on a typical Sunday, not today, but when it's not raining and when the sun is out and when it's 80 degrees, a lot of dogs are out there, and they are dogs from all over the country. People come from all over.
Yeah, thousands of people come with their dogs on a given Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. So what is the appeal of going out to a dog beach? I think there are lots of pluses and maybe some minuses for some dogs,
sure,
too, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, some of the pluses. It's one of the biggest areas in the city for a dog to run free and be a dog. Swim, get sandy. It's also a great place to socialize and meet other people, fellow dog lovers. Dogs are the ultimate icebreaker. And just to kind of let your hair down, I call it Chicago's slice of heaven.
I like that. And for some dogs, like the sighthounds, like a greyhound, people are... It's a difficult thing because greyhounds, if you take them off leash, they're going to just keep going, right?
Right.
They will run and keep going in the direction that they're seeing. They're sighthounds. But there is nothing so beautiful than watching in a safe area, like the dog beach is, a greyhound or, for that matter, an Afghan or deerhound run.
Right.
I mean, it's the most beautiful thing. And most people have never seen that.
Yeah. My little pity Dufresne tries to keep up with them to no avail. It's a lost cause.
It is a lost cause. I mean, they literally can run, what is it, like 40 miles an hour or something like that.
Yeah, it's a sight to behold.
Yeah, only cheetahs, I think, are faster,
huh,
or near that. I mean, and they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful to watch.
You can see every type of dog there is at Montrose Dog Beach.
Yeah, yeah. And in some places, the other thing I like about it, now, those places change from year to year, depending on what the climate was over the course of a winter and the amount of rain that we get on a given spring. But there are always places to go where you can wander out. You go out kind of far.
Yeah.
But you're still, if you're a person, up to your ankles in water only. They're sandbars, I guess would be the term.
Yep.
And it's safe for small dogs.
That's right.
You have to know where those places are, but it's easy. Once you're there, you just kind of look and you say, oh, those people are way out there, and they have a dog that's only about, you know, 6 inches high. And
right.
You still see the dog. So, but there are dogs that really shouldn't be swimming. And I want to talk about some of the safety concerns that I have. So sometimes people don't pay attention to their dogs. And the most important thing for me, if you go to any dog-friendly area or dog beach, not only in Chicago, but anywhere in the country, rule number one is to be there with your dog. I mean, pay attention to what your dog is doing.
Yeah, be present.
Yeah, because you don't know about the other dogs. And that's the second thing. People are sometimes unrealistic about how their dogs really are.
Right.
And they're not as social as they really think they are. Well, those dogs aren't having a good time, really. And maybe a dog beach or a dog-friendly area, dog park, is not the best thing for that individual dog.
Or start a smaller dog park before you get to Montrose Dog Beach. You can kind of baby step your dog into it.
Yeah, there's a way to do that. So go there at this time of the morning, you know. Go there on a day like today when a lot of people aren't going to come out because of the weather. Go there when there aren't going to be a lot of people and aren't going to be a lot of dogs so your dog is not overwhelmed.
That's right. Some people actually prefer going, to your point, this time of day or during the winter even. One of the amazing things about Montrose Dog Beach is people go there year-round.
Yeah, I'm one of them. You know, I just don't love the crowds, you know, necessarily. It's great that the dogs socialize with other dogs. I mean, dogs are social animals. That's a good thing. But not all individual dogs say, I want to meet everyone that's here. And sometimes that could be a problem, again, if people aren't paying attention.
One of the other things people should know is technically you're supposed to have a dog-friendly area tag that you could get from most vets in Chicago.
What is that? I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so a dog-friendly area tag, which most vets can have. If you go onto Mondog's website, so
which
Google Montrose Dog Beach, mondog.org, there's a list of vets that you can get the DFA, dog-friendly area tag, from. It's $10 for the entire season, and what the vet's going to sign off on is that your dog's up to date on immunizations, etc.
And really, that's the law? Dogs are supposed to have that?
That's right.
Yeah, because I know I was involved in creating that, and I had mixed feelings about it because I don't want to nickel and dime people, you know, and have them. But on the other hand, we need to know that these dogs that are out there have been vaccinated for the safety of all the dogs that are out there.
Right.
And I don't know that it's a mandate, but one of those vaccines. So when we created this all those years ago, and I say we because I was involved, the dog flu didn't exist. And later, H3N8, one of the two strains of dog flu came to Chicago, and more recently in 2015, it was H3N2, all technical kind of stuff. But here's what's not technical. You don't want your dog to get the flu.
Right.
And while most dogs survive the flu just fine, ultimately, a good percent do need hospitalization, and 2 to 5% don't make it. You don't want that, even though that's a low number. It's a high number if it's your dog, you know. So vaccination for things like dog flu, well, specifically for dog flu, the canine influenza virus, I think, talk to your veterinarian, but I think is really important. And one way in which dogs easily can transmit the flu, there are lots of ways it can happen, is contact, face-to-face contact, same as in people. Mm-hmm. And the tricky thing about dog flu is that if a dog is exposed to the virus, unless the dog just had the flu or the dog is vaccinated, that dog is going to get H3N2 because there is no prior immunity. Mm-hmm. So if you're walking down the street, Paul, and you see someone and they sneeze on you, you probably won't get sick.
Right.
But with dog flu, they will get the virus. But 80% get sick and 20% don't. And for that 20% that feel fine, that's great. They feel fine. They don't get sick. That's a good thing. They're asymptomatic. But their people have no idea that they're carriers.
Yeah, they're a carrier. Yeah.
And what prevents that as well is the vaccine. So I'm all about vaccinating, not only for dog flu, but for some other things, including rabies, which, of course, is the law in all states. So that dog tag, the dog-friendly area, yeah, I think it's an important thing.
One of the other rules that people should know is you're technically not supposed to have more than three dogs per person. Some people bring too many dogs per person.
What?
To your point of being present and right. watching the dogs you're with.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit. It drives me crazy when I see. And it's usually dog walkers that do this.
Right.
They bring six dogs at once. If it's my dog that that dog walker is doing this with, I should be hugely concerned about the safety of my dog.
I agree with you. Yeah. There's only you only have two eyes, and to have seven dogs, it just doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't. So for those who don't know, the Montrose Dog Beach must be near Montrose. Where is that?
It's in Montrose Park, so just north of the city. You can exit off of Lakeshore Drive on Montrose.
You can get off at Wilson, I guess.
Wilson, Lawrence,
yeah.
Irving.
Yeah. And just keep going until
keep going east.
Until you get wet?
Yeah, until you get wet.
And roll down the windows and listen for barking?
The dog park's on the northeast portion of Montrose Park.
Yeah. All right. Indeed it is, which is in Lincoln Park, actually. And as we speak now, there is a Labrador walking down the street. She's not hearing me. I'm not talking loud enough. And there are I want to talk about the safety of dogs as far as swimming goes. We'll do that. And I also want to talk about this place called Mutt Jackson.
Love it.
And we will do that when we come back, so don't move. Sit. Stay. And this is WGN Radio. Steve Dale here. I'm reading these texts, 312-591-7200. Have I got that right? Casera?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know why... They're not changing the phone number, are they?
No, I don't think so. They shouldn't.
No. All right. Text have already come in. Mr. Dale, have you ever watched the movie Hachi Shows? I don't know what that is. And they talk about the unqualified love of dogs. Unqualified love? I don't think they mean unqualified, do they?
Unconditional, maybe?
Yeah, I think that is exactly what they mean. Also, dogs are man's best friend. I've been to the dog beach you speak of, and it is so much fun.
Woo-woo.
Yeah, we'll continue talking about that in a moment. If you're looking for a rescue dog or cat, and if you're looking for experts in the care of feeding your pets, check out Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville. For 47 years, Dog Patch has been your source for the best quality pet food and supplies, plus the knowledge to get the right products in your paws. Check them out at dogpatchpets.com, dogpatchpets.com, or on Facebook at Dog Patch Pet and Feed, 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. I am on the board of an organization called the WINN, W-I-N-N, Feline Foundation. And you know, if you have a cat, sorry, Paul, this is about cats.
All good.
There's no cat beach. There should be a cat beach. The WINN Feline Foundation, if you have a cat, the WINN has been around for 50 years. And everything pretty much that we know about cat health has been funded by the WINN Feline Foundation in one way or another. And I am proud for, I don't know, 12 years, I think it is, to be on their board of directors. And you know how Facebook has these birthday wishes? So if you want to put up a non-for-profit for your birthday and people can give money for it?
Sure.
Well, if you go to my blog, and that is stevedale.tv, or you go to my Facebook fan page, because there's no more room according to Facebook left on my personal page. But it's simple. Just go to my blog. You can read a story, and there's a link there about the WINN Feline Foundation, because my birthday's coming up, and I am raising money. So I'm happy to do that. And we were talking off the air about WGN-TV and the relationship with WGN Radio. So my pal Paul Lisnick at WGN-TV put up something for Alzheimer's, and he's raised a fair amount of money. Well, it's my job to raise more money than he's raising. So check it out, and that is stevedale.tv. It's been a couple of weeks since our last stinky story from the folks at Freshwave. So here's a good one to keep your nose twitching, I guess like Elizabeth Montgomery. I don't know. Remember? Bewitched?
Sure.
Oh, I don't know that you remember.
Bewitched.
Yeah, okay. He really
I'm only 40.
Remember. Yeah. A listener named Jackie sent an email. You're depressing me there, Paul. An email saying she has the three large dogs in her home, and she's always amazed when she comes home from work, and the house smells like well, it smells pretty stinky. Well, there are a couple of answers for that. One is to get your dog washed at Mutt Jackson that we'll talk about. But another is Fresh Wave. They have no harsh chemicals, no phony masking fragrances. It's made with plant oils and water working to destroy odor molecules completely, not to cover them up. And that's the thing. So many products out there, what they do is they mask the fragrance. So now you've got two stinky smells, essentially. And who knows what's in those products? You don't want to know. Their names you cannot pronounce more than what's in Fresh Wave, which is pretty much just water. Jackie was at her sister's house recently, and the first thing she thought when she walked in was, this place smells like a litter box. And the second thing Jackie thought, I've got to get my sister some Fresh Wave. For success like Jackie's, head to freshwaveworks.com/WGN720 and click on the store locator to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer. Ace Hardware stores carry it, and many have the new lavender line. That's freshwaveworks.com/WGN720. We have 5 minutes or barely, because I've still got some commercials. So the first thing I want to talk about is Mutt Jackson.
I want to make a quick correction,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
So if you try to exit on Irving Park to get to Montrose Park, you're going to go right into a golf course. So technically it's Montrose Wilson Lawrence. So
yes.
Let's
okay.
talk Mutt Jackson.
Yes. So what is it?
So Mutt Jackson, our flagship location is at Montrose Dog Beach. We started off with solving a very easy problem to recognize. Dogs coming off the beach are sandy and dirty and need to be washed before they go into your car. So we had two of the best dog washes in the entire world installed. They're called a K9000, made in Australia. You can rent, shampoo, condition, blow dry. They have a water heater. We can wash your pup. We added a third dog wash as of this past week to cut down on the wait times, because our wait times are long on the weekends. Now we have a retail space. You can get Mutzicles, our dog frozen dessert.
What was that?
A Mutzicle.
Yeah.
It's a Mutzicle. It's a dog frozen dessert that you can top with beef, chicken, or banana chips.
If you're a dog, you love it.
You love your Mutzicle. We have other toys and treats and human beverages. We're really trying to create an experience where people can come and congregate and really enjoy Montrose Dog Beach to one more level. And that includes events that we can talk about in a little bit here.
We'll talk about them right now. What are some special events?
So every Thursday, we're going to have one of the following events. We'll have Doga, so yoga with your dog,
yes,
with a different yoga instructor every month. We'll have singles night, where you can come out and meet fellow singles and use our dogs as icebreakers.
I bet that works.
We'll have shorties night. We have
what? Should I be offended?
Do you weigh less than 30 pounds, Steve? You could participate in Shorty's Night.
No, I do not.
Shorty's Night is for dogs that are under 30 pounds. They,
uh-huh,
they can come into our fenced area.
I thought it was for people under 5'6". Oh.
No,
okay.
Just the pups. The Shorty pups less than 30 pounds can play in our 2,000-square-foot fenced-in area that we have just south of our deck at Montrose Dog Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last Thursday of every month is pup photos, where we have a dog photographer come in and take awesome pictures of the dogs.
Is there a place where these are all listed?
There is. So you can go to Mutt Jackson's Instagram or Facebook page. We've also teamed up with an awesome organization in Chicago called Real Dog Moms of Chicago. You can go to their Facebook or Instagram page as well.
Cool. All right. If phone call, 312-981-7200. More text to get to as well. I'll do the best I can with the text. And on the phone, here you are. Welcome to WGN. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Shelley. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm just going to comment really quick because I'm on the board for Montrose Dog Beach, as
oh,
I mentioned to you, Steve.
Yes.
So just saying that Mutt Jackson has been a welcome addition. Of course, people have been asking about it on our Facebook page. I'm like, look over at their page. They'll have the answers.
Okay.
We do have the answers. You're right, Shelley.
You have the answers, Shelley. I like that. Thank you, Shelley.
Yeah.
She has the answers. And there Shelley goes. I'm cutting Shelley off only because we are just about out of time. Sorry, Shelley. I know Shelley, actually, and I know the great job that all of you do as volunteers, not only in Mondog, but all the dog-friendly areas around Chicago. For the list of those, go to the Chicago Park District and look them up, because there is a list of all the dog-friendly areas more than ever before.
That's right.
Thank you very much, Paul, for all the great work you do.
No, thank you, Steve. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you. Pets aren't like family. They, in fact, are family. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. They're there when you need them most, actually. Weekends, holidays, that's, it seems, when emergencies always happen, right? And they have specialists in critical care and specialty medicine and all sorts of specialties. Everything from veterinary neurology to veterinary ophthalmology. They have an entire cancer center located right across the street, but it's right there. Check them out when you don't need them, really, so when you do, you're ready. Here's the phone number, 773-281-7110. 773-281-7110, or learn more at medvetforpets.com. That's medvetforpets.com.